Very good morning, 18 minutes to 7 o'clock. You are listening to Good Morning Cape Town, and every Friday, round about this time, it's live with Leanne. Leanne Dapasompier, hope you're well this morning.
Very good morning to you, Lester. I'm very well, thank
well,
you. How
morning.
Are you?
It's morning for us. It's probably, what, late afternoon? No, mid-afternoon, where you are in Delhi at the moment.
No, not yet. Because of the earlier time slot, it's only around 10 past 10, my time. So it's not too bad.
You've literally been around the world just in the last week, from a cocoa conference in Abidjan to the World Bank's group annual meeting in Washington, D.C., back in Delhi, and preparing for Diwali celebrations. You've been traveling quite a bit this last week.
I know my carbon footprint is terrible. I feel like I shouldn't even be saying that. I should be planting like dozens of trees and eating vegan for the rest of the year. It's terrible. but yeah, it's been interesting to see the different airports, because I've literally been on four continents, you know, as I made my way to these different events that I was working at. And it was interesting to see how at different airports they had, you know, for example, in the US now, you don't have to take out all your stuff to go through security. You literally just like walk through an area where they have dogs sniffing you, which is kind of cool, I think, because you don't really have to take out all your stuff and people are looking at your stuff and you have people in front of you that's taking out your things. So I thought those were kind of interesting developments compared to, you know, when you come to Africa, in West Africa specifically, where the machines that you use to put your stuff through security are a lot older. And so you have to literally take out every single charger, your phone, your, you know, every single thing you have to pack out. So you've got like six trays, and it takes a very, very long time. Then they have to, you know, pat you down, etc. So it's interesting to see just how the different countries handle security as you go through airports, and also just to see how many people are actually traveling. Indians travel. I've not seen so many full flights, full airport, like I have since I've lived in India. I've left, this is my third trip that I've left since moving here in August, and it is incredible, Lester. Even just local travel, I've seen a lot of Capetonians specifically commenting on social media about how expensive it is to travel just between Cape Town and Joburg. I cannot even tell you how cheap local flights are. You know, for the equivalent of a Cape Town Joburg trip, you're looking at, you know, four tickets for 10,000 rand.
What? A single trip, your average trip between Cape Town and Joburg return is going to be around 8,000 at the moment.
I see. So it is. Gosh. It is terrible. So I'm looking forward to traveling a lot across India. And yeah, unfortunately, my carbon footprint becoming even worse, taking advantage of those cheap local flights that we've got here.
Leanne, I've observed Diwali celebrations with people who observe here in Cape Town. I've experienced sort of secondhand the celebrations in Durban. But what's it like experiencing in the build up to Diwali on Monday?
You know, Lester, it's kind of interesting that we, you know, they talk about the festive season and, you know, all these specials and the lights. And so it feels kind of weird to be celebrating Christmas, what I would consider, you know, my Christmas in October. So that in itself is quite strange. And all the bargains and the food and, you know, everyone celebrating already. They're not supposed to actually be letting off fireworks, but people, of course, are doing that because of the pollution situation. But it's fantastic to be here. You know, it's the first Diwali, I think, you know, past the after the pandemic. And so I think people are really going to be using this Diwali to get together in families. They are traveling. They are really going full out this year to celebrate Diwali.
How lucky are you? I see big days early. I see big days in October.
I'm going all out. I'm going to celebrate at the Taj Mahal, my friend. I was like, we are taking that 4-hour trip. We are wearing Diwali clothes, all of us, and we are going to town
today. Look, I know you're multicultural person. So imagine you live in India, so it's Diwali clearer. You come back home, it's Christmas clearer. The December, and then next year with your Muslim family, it's Ramadan clear.
You know, in fact, I was in the US and because my kids are at the American school in India, they are now suddenly American and want to celebrate Halloween. And so I bought, you know, some Halloween decorations. And, you know, you've met my husband, Guillaume, and he's like, you are sometimes a little too much. I said, no, I'm always a little too much. And you know, you knew that. But I feel like you either go all in or nothing. So, yeah, on the 31st of October as well, so when the kids from the school come by to trick or treat, there will be candy and Halloween decorations as well.
Well, enjoy it. And a blessed Diwali celebration to you and all who observe on Monday. That's Live with Leanne. Leanne Dapasombia, she's back with us next Friday. Same time.